The World Health Organization says farmers can stop using antibiotics without greatly increasing the cost of production or risking animal disease. Humans would benefit by reducing the risk of eating meat, which might have disease-resistant bacteria. The report studied meat production in Denmark, where growth-promoting antibiotics are banned. Some consumer groups say meat producers in the United States should follow suit and greatly scale back their use. But Tammy Bossen from Wisconsin Pork Producers says that's unlikely to happen.
Our organization feels that this is not necessary at this point in time. We have developed, and all of our pork producers are currently participating in, a pork quality assurance program that trains the producers in the judicious use of antibiotics.
Human illness resulting from meat, which contains resistant bacteria, is rare. Nevertheless, the Union of Concerned Scientists wants meat producers to limit their use of antibiotics. Director Margaret Mellon says farmers should only give drugs to sick animals.
The usage of antibiotics in animal agriculture is huge, on the order of tens of millions of pounds every year. Most of that use is for growth promotion or disease prevention. Only a minority of the use is for therapy.
The president of Wisconsin Cattlemen's Association disputes that. Terry Quam says most farmers can't afford to routinely use expensive antibiotics to promote cattle growth or ward off a disease the animal doesn't have.
As far as I know, in the state of Wisconsin, 99% of the cattlemen use antibiotics for a treatment purpose only.
The government regulates antibiotic use and requires farmers to stop giving such drugs to animals before they're slaughtered. That prevents residue in meat. But the government doesn't keep track of the amount of antibiotics farmers use or for what purpose. The Union of Concerned Scientists estimates that 4 million pounds of antibiotics are used in U.S. cattle, and twice that for swine and poultry. But farmers and others say the real problem is human use of antibiotics that aren't always necessary. There are bills in Congress to phase out the routine use of animal antibiotics that are also used to treat human diseases. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.